Theodore Jefferson reached the summit. He was now in his mid-80s, desperately wishing to complete his error. Walking by the sea of colleagues, whizzy whispers and word cascades in empty suits. Faces were funny. He dropped the papers and held his breath for a second or two. Brand new swirling thoughts entered his mind. Being washed away from what he meant to start with, he stumbled, slowly reaching the stage floor. Flashback in times. Cthulhu jungle basement and the laboratory he booked from crooked informant with devil lauders and spider eyes. You crazy intelligent man, but you can never escape. The room was empty, but something would continue to talk to him. He knew the voice, but could not process any straight thought or feeling. Was this a stroke? He walked on down to the window, grabbed the curtain. Why would the ceiling start to move, though he stood still like a road sign? There he was hit by another flurry image. Coding mice and apes, connected through conscious spirals and intermediate cells. Mosquitoes gathered the sensations, and translucent potions of rain made him look up into the upper ceiling. Is this a cloud or a brain? His thoughts would sparkle and radiate. Would he finally make his way into these majestic spheres? A gentle shiver rose behind his eyes. Feet sank amidst the carpet, deeper and deeper, to the reinforced concrete jungles of his mind. Waldo, it would ask from above. Would you now be ready to reinforce your code into meaningless substitutes, like a video game, or some sort of digital graveyard? Or would you like to start all over again, forever, without knowing nothing, helpless and naked, like a blank baby brain, and run the spiral again and again, in a beautiful set of consciousness games? And Waldo trembled, losing touch with a sphere of numbers and code. Melting, slightly tempted, and walked straight offset forever, into pure bliss, into meaning and wisdom, gently, like a morning sun.